Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, very much wonderful, and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher and the Block Talk Radio Network. I am Tim Alter, and perilous time we are living in, where the population on Earth is deeply oblivious to the Elohim gods and what they have done on the earth by way of civilization, creation. There was no civilization before they came here. There was no first day of the week. There was no week. There was no month. There was no year. There was no calendar. All right? So we are fooling around, and it's a big story to put into perspective what has happened over time back there, BC era, before this AD Anno Domini came about. Unless we become educated with the fact of history, we are going to go on like this, like we are lower animals. And those of us who have the quality brain to do something different, much different from, and be like the gods of all, we are going to go on and be dominated by homosexuals. Okay, so I come to realize, and I have to tell what I know as the historic truth. It doesn't matter who the individual may be, whether you are European or you're African hybrid people, watch out. Watch out, because as you can see, number of times you see people just get wiped out of the earth. Okay? But those who left behind never pay attention to why disaster strike from above, and some people who were dearly beloved to other people just wiped out. You can't do nothing about it. But the white people have a new world order, the Haiti and Adamani world. That is what is causing the problem. But everybody fall under the normative of the Christian church. All right, let's talk about a little hurricane right now. Why is hurricane Haiti? Headed towards uncharted territory, getting gays evil out? Is that what it is all about? You know, I suspect that's what it's all about, right? Hurricane Ida is headed towards uncharted territory. You know, according to the Christian Bible, the God of the Bible loves people and bless people and gave his begotten son to die. People don't pay any attention to the fact, to the very Bible that they believe in. And what they don't recognize. They don't recognize that both God and Jesus, who is supposed to be perfect and promise everything to mankind that the Christian Bible talk about, not history. I'm talking about Bible talk. Because nobody brought the Bible about except the European, the uncivilized European. If you don't know that, I know that. And we won't get into anything because you believe it. Because you believe cannot certify it. You cannot identify anything about the church. You cannot identify them. It's only something that people believe in without any confirmation that the object of the God and his son Jesus Christ are true. And words that are used to define them and what they do is enough to tell you that they don't exist. Okay? All right. So here we go. The storm still intensifying is expected to grow into a powerful class of hurricane, reaching category 3 status, meaning winds over 111 miles per hour before making landfall. How much people is going to kill before, you know, or after it make landfall? Wednesday morning, okay? It's on track to hit Florida's Big Bend region. Big Bend region at a location. Yes. Yeah, I'm ready already.
Okay.
So you know, 10 past now. So.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man. Yes. So it's on track as I speak to hit Florida's Big Bend region at a location no major hurricane, meaning Category 3 or higher, has ever historically landed. Hurricane Adela will likely be the unprecedented event for many locations in the Florida Big Bend, Tallahassee National Weather Service tweeted. Looking back through the recorded history, no major hurricanes have ever moved through the Apalache Bay. Okay? Why now? Why now? Ask me, and I will tell you. When you try compare this storm to others, no one has seen this. Now, you ask these sodomite white people that is destroying the African people, and they take it for a joke. Anywhere we are, they follow and take everything, including us, hostage, everywhere. Who tell them to do that? They think that they, the only super sodomites, they are the super, and they feel like they can do anything they want to do, okay? So watch out and see how powerful they are with all of the churches and all these things that they go to the moon and they want to go to Mars and everything and colonize up there with their sodomite, white, bastardized self. And when you try to compare this storm to others, don't. Forecasters emphasize that there are no major hurricanes in the historical data set going back to 1851 that have tracked or traced. That have tracked into Apalache Bay. None. You understand that? You out there? Pay attention. You pay attention. Okay. So it goes on to say, no, none. Don't mess around with this. You know, they probably would like to say, don't mess around with the gods, but they're not going to say that. They want to talk about this in obscurity. Like, you know, this never happened, and that's all there is to it. They don't know from way back when they have been doing all these evil, killing people, and want to call themselves human being. What happened? These cross-breeding hominid decide to take control of the world where the gods created hybrid human being. They don't have nothing to do with that. They're bad. They're bad. They can do anything. But you watch. You watch. Begin to look and observe. Watch this. Crucially, this region is quite valuable to storm surge. The ocean water pushed onto shore at times violently by a tropical storm, strong winds. The Florida Forgotten Coast and Big Bend are some of the most surge prone area in the world. The terrain is essentially flat inland, a long way from the coast. Clark Evans, a professor of the atmosphere sciences at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, noted online. And my friends, that's all I want to tell you today. And remind you that the life you have, the civilized life that you have, like I do, and are known as a hybrid person, you don't make these white people and Christianity fool you, okay? Don't let it fool you. Let them and the Bible go back to Europe and go preach Christ's gospel, because you know what? Only they know in whatever they are using, whether knowledge or belief, only they know where Jesus Christ is and Jesus Christ's order. We Africans haven't seen any affirmation in the Bible that a God and a Jesus Christ exists. Their kind of God, monotheism God, we don't know about it. All right, but I am telling you, begin to get serious and value your life and the way you are to live. Blessings to you, and I'll play you this little tune. And I am going to be closing the show for today, and may you be blessed. All right, let's get this tune up. Here we go, Peter Touch. Thank you.
God. None of them, none of them want to die.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.